Kof Hei Ia, Sunday the 25th of May, Rabbi Akiva Yaffa Schlesinger, in Yonad Yoma. This week's Torahway has been sponsored Le'ilu Nishmas Rabbi Ephraim Fischel Ben Rabbi Yoel Aryeh Zichron Levocha, Rabbi Fischel Dick of Antwerp.
Good morning, everybody. I again have to excuse myself for my English, but maybe the people who were here last time knows already that not too good, but maybe not too bad. This parsha, Nosoi, which in this year especially falls before Shavuos, is a very rare year, which usually parsha Bamidbar is the parsha who comes before Shavuos, as the Gemara says in Megillah, that Chazal have been misaken to read parsha Bechukosai, the Toicheche, before Shavuos, because the klal from Tichle Shono v'Kilo Yisrael. Shavuos is also Rosh Hashanah. B'chag HaShavuos Batzeres Nidoyim Al Peiros O'Ilon. There is a Rosh Hashanah on Shavuos, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is done on the fruit from the tree. And therefore, it's called a new year, a beginning of something, a beginning of a year. We want to finish with the old year, with the bad past. That's why we read the Toicheche from Parsha Bechukosai, the Klolos, in the last year. And we don't want to bring in the year straight away after we have written the Toicheche. So Tois explain on place, we want to make a Hefsek, that's why we read Bamidbar, between Bechukosai and Shavuos. This year we have even a bigger Hefsoke, and we read Bamidbar and Nosoi, till we start our new year, Shavuos Kabbalas HaTorah. Which Shavuos is be'etzem Rosh Hashanah on the Ruchnis from the person. Rosh Hashanah self is the Rosh Hashanah, is the Yom HaDin from the Gashmis, from the whole world. Everybody, each land, each person, each individual, everybody is nidden Rosh Hashanah on his Gashmis. Shavuos is the Rosh Hashanah for the Ruchnis from the person. From the Torah from the person, for the mitzvah for the person, what does he gonna achieve this year in his Ruchnius part? This is Shavuos. And the Sforum explained that Peiros O'Ilon means the Peiros, the fruit, are called the Toldos, the children and everything which is included in fruit, in Toldos, this is Shavuos, Nidden al Peiros O'Ilon. And therefore, now when we, one Shabbos, before Shavuos, as all the Sforum says, that the Shabbos before the Yontev is in the Shabbos, and everything what we're going to achieve on this Shabbos is going to be the achone to what we're going to arrive on Shavuos, to be able to achieve what we want to achieve, everyone self want to achieve the most what he can achieve in his Ruchnis. Nosoi this week is the achone to Kabbalas HaTorah. So I was thinking, maybe to say a kesher, a shaychus, which this parsha has to Kabbalas HaTorah. In the end of the parsha, we have the Akrovas Korbonis HaNesim. And the Torah says, Vayi b'yom kalois Moshe l'hokim es ha-mishken, Vayim shachoysoi, Vayi kadoshoysoi, and then started Vayakrivu Nesiyah Yisroel. Rashi on play says, Vayi b'yom kalois Moshe, kalois kalas ksiv. Rashi says that in the Torah, it says kalois without a vov. Choser. Nobody should ask if it's true, because if you're going to take out the Sefer Torah, you're going to see kalois with a vov. But Rashi had a mesoira that kalois in Sefer Torah has to be written without a vov. And Rashi says kalas ksif. Why says Rashi on the place? Because the day of Akomas HaMishkan was such an important day as Kale HaNichneses LeChupe to her Chosen. The building up the Mishkan, the day that Mishkan Rosh Chodesh Nissan started to function, was such an important day by Klal Yisrael as the Yoyim HaChupe from a Kale who got into a Chupe to her Chosen. And we need to understand a bit the Shaiches from a Kale HaNichneses LeChupe to this Yom HaKomas HaMishkan, the day where the Mishkan was Mukam. Later on in the parsha, we have the Akrovas HaNesim. Every day, Vayi HaMakir B'Merishon, Nachshon Ben HaMinodov. and Yom HaShoni, and Salman Suel, and Eliyahu ben Chaylan, every day he's Nosi. And normally, when we arrive to this psukim, we read quite fast. We have 12 times the same 6 psukim, again the same korban, everybody bought the same exactly, no shinoi, no difference between one and the other one with nothing. And again, the Torah is marich on this parasha with 72 psukim, which lechoir the Torah could say it in 3-4 psukim. Ve'akrivu nesi Yisrael, everybody bought the same thing, and one time the Torah should said it, and that's it. And the Shlach Kodesh brings B'Shem Sefer Tfilas Yankiv, that the person should be very, very careful in this psukim, not to run, not to read it fast, to read it slowly, and to know and believe that in this psukim, the soides amukim, which the Torah wanted to be meramas in this psukim, which we don't know exactly what the soides are, but the Shlach Kodesh knew. And the Israel soides were not allowed to run, as we know that from one letter in the Torah, Chazal puts droshes shleimes, nisu chamaim bechag sukkis, learns Chazal from 3 letters which are supplementary in the Torah, a mem, a yud, and a mem, so we see maim, and we make nisu chamaim, a whole mitzvah built from 3 letters in the Torah, so 12 times 6 say something for us. It's not bechina, the Torah said again and again, and we have to be very careful in this psukim. But we need to understand a bit why Taka the Torah has repeated again and again, 12 times, all the same psukim. The Torah could lechoira said it in short, in one time. This was the akrovah from the korbanos from the Nesim. Later on, at the end of the parasha, after we finish all the akrovas on the scene, the Torah says 2 psukim. One is Zois Chanukah Samizbeach Biyoyim Him Moshach Oisem Eis Nesi Yisrael. This was the dedication of the Mizbeach in the day what they dedicated the Mizbeach, and they bought all these korbanos. Later on, a few psukim, the Torah says Zois Chanukah Samizbeach. This was the dedication of the Mizbech after they dedicated the Mizbech. And Rashi on place also already remarks that Biyoyim HaMoshach Oysoy or Achar HaMoshach Oysoy. When did this happen? Could be like this. Chazal in Medrash, in Parashas Tzav, Chazal are saying on this Psukim, there in Parashas Tzav, we have a Posuk, Ze Korban Aharon Ubonov. Aharon HaKohen used to bring every day a minchas chavitin, a korban what the Kohen Gadol needs to bring, machtiso ba'boiker, machtiso ben arba'im, a minchas chavitin, a mincha, a chiv on a Kohen Gadol, self, only a Kohen Gadol brings a minchas chavitin. Chazal is saying there, Rabbi Yehuda Omar, choviv korbonom shel nesim, the korban from the nesim is beloved by Kodesh Baruch Hu, kishire she'omru Yisrael al hayam. Like the Shir Sayam, Oz Yosh Moshe Bnei Yisrael, Kishir Shomru Yisrael Al Hayam. Sheneemar, Ze Korban Nachshon, and by the Shir Sayam, Ze Keli Vanveyu. It has a comparison. The Korbanos and the Nesim are beloved as the Madrege, which were beloved, the Shir of Klal Yisrael said to HaKadosh Baruch.
Can I ask you, you mentioned about the Schos, how will Rashi say, Mole, it's a Torah
by Schos? I'll speak to you later on this. We speak on this. This is a side point. I just want to remark it. Rabbi Nechemya Omar, a second man Omar comes and say, Choviv korbonom shel nesim lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The korbonos of the nesim are beloved in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kematn teure. As the Kabbalos HaTeure, Shenemar, Ze korban nachshon, and the Kabbalos HaTeure says, Mizeh u'mizeh hem ksuvim. The luchas, Zeh. Is something which connects this boat. V'rabbonon omre, choviv korbonu shel aharon, which he bought, the minchas chavitin, ke korbonom shel nesim, as the korban for the nesim from this week. And everybody who reads this medrash needs to understand what does Chazal mean to say it's choviv, like shir shom al hayam, like matan toire, and korban aharon is ke korbonom shel nesim. What does Chazal mean with this whole story? The Yismach Moshe, in his Psiche, explained this Medrash, and it says the following. We know a klal, which the Kadmonim use the word, Ein Choizek Chasidus, כחסידוס בתחילוסו. There is no strengthness as a chasidus in her beginning. Chasidus in the beginning means to say, every one of us, when we will start the first time a mitzvah, if it will arrive a mitzvah which comes mizman lezman, if we'll take sukkahs and we have the dalad minim, the first day we are very excited. We search for it, we looked for it, till we decide what to buy, and we bought, we have it ready, and we come the first day, and it's a shechionu, it's something new. Something which is new by a person, gives the biggest lahavs by a person, brings a brand in a person to be mekayim the mitzvah, with a cheshek, with a rotzen, he has all his power to be mekayim this mitzvah. This is the first day. The second day, okay, maybe still a bit, but it's calming down. And again, when it comes the 7th day already, we don't know if we're taking the lulav or we're putting down the lulav. We're not sure. Same thing happens when a boy becomes bar mitzvah. His first time when he's putting on tefillin, he makes so much achone. He puts in so much in this, so much effort. He learns the halachas, he gets excited, and you think something new which you've never done. And he puts be'emes tefillin on with a big kavona, with a big slahav, with a big cheshek, with a gewaldikait. But, 2nd day again, he still has it. But what happens a month after and a year after? And what happens with us, each one of us, when we put on tefillin every day? Do we feel that we're going to be mekayim here in mitzvah, what's after 120, we can't do it? We have here now an option every day to make him rotzen Hashem. Uksharetum lo yisaledecho v'hoyle tzofes benenecho. The avoid from a person is that this choizik chasidus, which we have in our beginning of our mitzvah, in the chasidus b'tchiloso, should stay on, should not get cooled down. We need to practice all the mitzvahs with such a face as the first time we have been mekayim the mitzvahs. This is the avoider which a person has a chiv to do. But it's a very hard avoider. Nobody can say he can do the 1,000 times as the first time. It's kemat impossible by a normal person. There is Baalei Madrege who will do it like this. But it's a avoider for us to be careful and to try what we can to think about it. What is going on here? Why are we cooled down from all the mitzvahs? Why? Because yesterday I put on tefillin, so today it's nothing for me. Why is it like this? And this Chazal comes and tells us. When the Nesim bought their korbanos, the first time in history on the Mizbeach, it was B'yoyim Moshech HaMizbeach, the first time. Zois Chanukah, the dedication of HaMizbeach. The korbanos from the Nesim, Nachshon Ben Amnodo, the first day, was with Tzotzis Lahavis, nobody can imagine Bechlal what happened there the first day. The first day was something abnormal. And, B'Akadosh Baruch Hu, it was beloved, this Chassidus B'tchiloso. Keshire Sho'omru Yisrael Alayam, says Rabbi Yehuda. Because the Shir Sho'omru Yisrael Alayam was such a madreig, Yeroasu Shifcho Alayam, Asho Leroi Yechesed Ben Buzi Shar Nevi'im. It was a madreig, Klal Yisrael arrived to such a madreig, Shir Sayam, that nobody achieved till then. And this was the madreig from Korbanos Shel Nesiim, the first time. Again, Rabbi Nechemya Omar, that the madreige for korbanos shel nesiim was beloved by Kodesh Baruch Hu. As Matan Torah, when Klal Yisrael saw all the rikim opens up, Atorei Yisrael Adaski Hashem Olikim, and Poskozu Amoson, everybody became clear like a newborn baby. And then there was a big madreige, the korbanos shel nesiim was such a madreige, as Matan Torah, ze korban nachshon, mizeh umizeh k'suvim. Verabonu nomre, come the Rabbonin and say, you should know. Aharon HaKohen bought his korban, his minchas chavitin, every day, day in, day out, without failing one day. And his islahavus every day was ki korban shel nesiim, as it would be the first time. This was the koyach from Aharon HaKohen, that Aharon HaKohen could continue with his same mitzvah again and again, on the same power, on the same force, same strangeness, on the same islahavus, like the first day, the nesiim bought their korbanos. Choviv korbanu shel Aharon, ke korbanu shel nesiim, shenema, ze korban Aharon, ze korban Nachshon. Continues this, Machmoishin and says, the Dovid HaMelech says in Tehillim, Pesach dvorecho yoyir meivin psoim. Pi poarti vo eshofo kine mitzvesecho yoobti. Dovda Melech says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know that by everybody, Pesach Dvorecho, the beginning of your word, the starting of a mitzvah, by each one of us, Yoil has a lighting. Everybody's excited to do it the first time. Even Mavim Psoim, a Pesi, somebody who does not have such a knowledge, that understands also the first time when he does the mitzvah to do it with the Gevaldigis Lahavis. He has a Rotten, he has a Cheshik the first time. But me, David HaMelech, I'm asking Rebbeinu Shel Olam, people, Arti Vuesh Ofo, I want to do always the mitzvah on the same face, on the same status as I did it the first time. Kili mitzvah sechu yo'ovti. I have a strebung, I want to do mitzvahs. And when a person wants and waits for the mitzvah of tomorrow, he will do it as he had to do it the first time, because he's waiting for this mitzvah. This is what this Machmoshe explains in this Chazal. But how can we, each one of us, achieve a bit the Madreig von Aharon HaKohen? A bit. In a small version. Not to forget that each day is a special day and we need to be making the mitzvahs in a special way and not mitzvahs anoshim lemodo that we don't know exactly what we're doing. In Parshas Bamidbar, which we read yesterday, the Torah is marich with arichas gedoyle v'nifloe on the minyan from Klal Yisrael. We counted Klal Yisrael. As Shvoch told Moshe Rabbeinu to count Klal Yisrael again. And Rashi says, metoichi boson monon. HaKadosh loves Klal Yisrael. He wants to count Klal Yisrael. He wants to know the number. And the Torah says the whole cheshbon, how much each shevet was, and how much everybody together was, and again the Levim. The Torah is marich again and again with psukim, which there is soidasi, which we don't understand. But bechlolusu inyan, why is this counting so important by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to count Klal Yisrael? There's a verse from the Magna Tzedek. The Magna Tzedek says that we know in Gemara, Beitze, other places, normally every Issel gets bottled in a heter. If there's a piece of chazer falls in the pot of kosher flesh, kosher meat, it gets bottled chad betrei, and if there is a taste, we need 60. Okay, there is shiurim what we need. But everything gets bottled. There is something that does not get bottled. Lemoshel, a dorosh beminyan, something which we buy with numbers, we're counting it as we're buying it. The Gemara says that eggs, we're buying it 1, 2, 3. We don't buy a box of eggs without a number of eggs. It's a dozen of eggs. We know how much 12 eggs. This is what we're buying, and we're paying per egg. It's a Dovah Sheba Minyan. Dovah Sheba Minyan, loy bottle. Can't get bottle. It does not lost his value. It's so chushev. It's a Dovah Sheba Minyan. It doesn't get less lost. But this is only Midrabonon. Minatoire, even a Dovah Sheba Minyan gets also bottle. Only Chazal said that it's so choshev, so it doesn't get bottle. This is always when we counting something. Eshedar kelimono sheninu, kol shedar kelimono sheninu, what people are counting. But what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is counting, this does not get bottle even Minatoire. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Klal Yisrael for his Ama Nefchel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that Klal Yisrael should not get bottled in no place, in no time, never. Klal Yisrael will stay Klal Yisrael and will never get bottled. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, each one of us is counted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Each individual of us is a person for himself and a world for himself. The Magen Tzedek speaks about Klal Yisrael not being bottled but Umos HaOlam. But I would say maybe something more. Every person in Klal Yisrael self does not get bottled. Every person in Klal Yisrael has his capacity, has his power, he's capable to do his avoider, what he has to do, which nobody can replace, nobody can fulfill his work, what he can do. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from every each of one our own capability to do what we can do, which nobody can replace what I can do, and nobody can replace what you can do. Only you and only you. And what I can do, you can't, what you can, I can't. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is counting each person in Klal Yisrael. To know that everybody is choshuv, and everybody is important by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We sing two Chazal, which Chazal brings out this point. Chazal in Parash Kisovo, in Medrash, Om Rab Shem Ben Yechoy, Ilemole, Choser Odom Echod Mi Yisrael. If one person of Klal Yisrael would be missing, Lo nigla alem HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Sinai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not give the Torah if one person in Sinai would sleep over and not come to Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't give the Torah. He waited for everybody should be there. Kolom Yachdov. If there's one person missing, there's no Torah. Everybody knows Yisrael is Rosh HaTeves, Yesh, Shishim, Riboy, Oisis, La Torah. Klal Yisrael, each one is against one letter from the Torah. If one person is missing, there is no letter in Sefer Torah, there's one letter missing, Sefer Torah is posel. There's no Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't give the Torah if one is missing. And why? Because each one of us has his avoider, his special avoider, which is put for himself, which nobody can replace, and he has to do it. And nobody can achieve what he can achieve with this avoider. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs everybody. The same thing Chazal is saying. In Shir Ashir Medrash, Kemigdal Duvit Savurech. Chazal is saying, what's Kemigdal Duvit Savurech? Kemoi Sheigdiloi Duvit Besifroi. As David HaMelech said in his Sefer, he made it big. What? What is the big person to heal him? Legoizer Yamsuf Ligzorim. Bakriyas Yamsuf, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Kriyas Yamsuf Ligzorim. There was not only one Kriyas Yamsuf. One Mandoma says 600,000 pathway were made for each one to go his pathway. Each one has his own way, his own capacity, his own, only he's capable to do in this pathway what he has to do in this pathway, which nobody can do, nobody can replace this way. That's why he gdiloi David besifroi legoize yamsuf lekzorim. By kriyas yamsuf and by matan Torah, we're seeing this speciality that each person is important by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu would make a kriyas yamsuf for each one of us separately. We are not having a kriyas yamsuf for everybody together. No, each one is rolling for kriyas yamsuf self. Each one has a way for himself. Each one has his capacity. Each one can do what he can do, and nobody can achieve this way what he can do. And therefore, if one person wouldn't be matan Torah, Torah wouldn't be given. Where Chazal is saying, Choviv korbonam shel nesiim, keshir shomru yisol al hayam. It's not only this lahavus what was there, but the nesiim was connected to the shir shomru yisol al hayam. Chazal want to say here, the shir shomru yisol al hayam was everybody said his own shir. Everybody had his own hasoge in Zeh Kelev Anveyu. Everybody has his own way in understanding Zeh Kelev Anveyu. And that's why Shir Shomu Yisrael Alayam was a shir for each one individually. Versteht sich? Everybody sang together, but everybody said his shir. But the Nesim, it looks like the Nesim bore the same korban. It's a mistake. Every Nosi, with every shevet, when the Nasi bought his korban, the Shevet has his own way in Avodas Hashem. Yehuda bought this korban with his machshavos, with his asogas. The Ramban says that nobody made up together what we're going to bring. Yehuda with his avoda decided that he was going to bring this korban, Eglis Tov, Chamisha Eilim, Chamisha Atun, everything what we bought, Oil, Shlom, Chatos, was Yehuda's machshavos, Nachshon, Melamin, Odov. And suddenly, Nesan Ben Tzur, with his Darke Avoider, achieved the same place, he bought the same Kabonis. But they were not speaking together to bring the same thing. Everybody worked on himself, and made his Avoider himself, and bought the same Kabon. This is the Nesim's Kabonis, which the Torah has to say 12 times again and again. It's not the same Kabon. Each person, each Nasi had his own way in Avoider Hashem, which nobody could replace and fulfill the other Nasi. And it wasn't a repeating in the Torah that this one bought again and again. And it's not again, it's something different totally. And therefore we have to be very careful and read each one for himself. And this is a limit for us to know that all the akrovas and esim, all the avoidance which the Yid is doing, and all the achon which a person needs to be making himself to Kabbalah HaTorah is to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you and only you. He wants you what you can, what nobody can. And for the other person, the same story. But what you can, only you can, and I want you. I don't want you to be missing. And that's why, if a person will think like this, he will achieve that not only when he's doing yes, the mitzvah tefillin, so today is a repeating. It's something new. You have to know that your avoider is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is looking on you. You're the only one who's put on tefillin today. There's nobody who's putting on tefillin. Because you, Hanochas tefillin, what you can achieve, what you, Hanochas tefillin, nobody can achieve. It's you, you work, you avoid the you way. And nobody can replace you way. I want you. If a person will think about what this means, he'll understand not to be bezalzel in gewaltige mitzvahs, daily mitzvahs, which looks like we are repeating ourselves. We are not repeating ourselves. We always have to be with his chatshes. Shavuos Kabbalas HaTorah is the yontif of mischatshes. V'ikravtem mincha chadosha l'Hashem b'shavuos seichem. Shavuos is the yontif which a person needs to know. We need his chatshes. We need a novelty. And everything is new by us. The Zman Kabbalas HaTorah from Shavuos is not a zeichet to what happened over 3,000 years ago in Kabbalas HaTorah. No. This is Pesach and this is Sukkot. Pesach is Zeichel in Yisrael Mitzrayim. Sukkot is Zeichel an Anah Kovit. Shavuos is every year a new Kabbalas HaTorah. In the Sforim it says that the new Kabbalas HaTorah which come every year come with the Koilus of Brokim with the Ato Reisul Adas Ki Hashem Olikim. We can all achieve to a new Kabbalas HaTorah and the Achone must be Achone to be able to arrive to this. That's why we have all these days, the Sphere days. Parshas Nosoi ends up Zois Chanukas HaMizbeach Beyoyne Moshe Choyse. Yes, the Nesim bought this Korbonus Beyoyne Moshe Choyse. But don't think with this finished. No. Zois Chanukas HaMizbeach Acharim Moshe Choyse. Even a long time after the Moshe Choyse, they were still in the same Madreik from Zois Chanukas HaMizbeach. They were still in dedication stand. They always did their mitzvahs, their akrovas, their korbonos in the same way they did the first time. Zois Chanukas HaMizbeach. When? Not Beyoyim Moshe Choyse. Acharim Moshe Choyse. Long time after passed the Chanukas HaMizbeach, they still felt the Chanukas HaMizbeach. They were in the same Madreiger. This is the koyach from the Nesim, what's given us the koyach till today with the Achonu for Pashas Nosri to Kabbalas HaTorah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us, that every one of us, each one of us, each individual should be able to make his Achon to Kabbalas HaTorah, and nobody should miss out Kabbalas HaTorah, because Baruch does not give us the Torah if one of us will miss next week. So we need to be careful not to sleep over, and we need to make a real Achon to Kabbalas HaTorah, and we should be Mekar the Mitzvahs as we need to be Mekar the Mitzvahs. Baruch would help us, he will give us the Torah, and we will be Mekar the Torah with the two hands, with all the brochas which comes Kabbalas HaTorah, Oyuch Yom Be'emino, Be'smoylo, Oyusha, V'chobit. Amen.